The toast of the president at the state luncheon in honor of Prime Minister Fanfani of Italy. From the state dining room of the White House, January 16th, 1963.
Colleagues in the national government and also all American people, in welcoming the distinguished Prime Minister of Italy to the United States and also the members of his government, including Mr. Celebrezze, who is both. I want to say how impressed we've been, Prime Minister, here in the United States with the extraordinary miracle of Italy, to which I referred briefly on your arrival. But this is a matter which does interest us greatly. A growth rate of 8%, an unemployment rate which is now below our own, a balance of payments which is an envy to us, and $3.5 billion has been built up to at a time when ours has been sharply declining, for a country which 10 or 12 or 13 or 14 years ago has faced staggering internal problems. This is the most extraordinary miracle, and it has required, as all miracles do, a good deal of human effort. And the Prime Minister has played a most significant role in that effort. He is also involved in an effort politically at home, which has got a good many implications, not only for his country, but for other countries, not only in Europe, but also in Latin America. It is based on, it seems to me, or at least reminds us of a story of Abraham Lincoln. After he was elected president, they said to him, "What are you going to do with your enemies?" And Lincoln said, "I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to make them my friends." And the Prime Minister is doing that in Italy. Prime Minister, for your very strong leadership at home, for your constant friendship with us abroad, for the firm position which which Italy has played in the NATO alliance, for the strong convictions which you have brought to this great effort in which we're all engaged to maintaining that alliance, building it, making it modern, making it fit for the 60s as it was for the 50s. For all these reasons, and because you're an old friend of the United States, we're very glad to welcome you here. The Prime Minister was generous enough to offer this morning to make those well-publicized pictures available in Washington. Mona Lisa's brothers, who will come down here and be shown at the National Gallery. So we're very glad to have you, Prime Minister, and I hope that all of you will join in drinking with me to him, to the members of his government, to the good health of the and prosperity of the Italian people, and especially to the President of the Republic of Italy.
President.